A weak solidarity bricky team, Lister, when decades of the week that was truth-telling was vindicated yet again. Evil unions are evil, expressed by a range of responsible, knowledgeable, true blue Aussies, from de facto Big Supremo Constable Peter Duffer, temporarily acting Big Supremo Anthony Albanese, and the Teal Party believers in the inalienable rights of caring employers, making it clear it is a criminal offence to support lazy, avaricious workers and a scandal for a parliamentarian to address them. Constable Duffer, as usual, identifying the problem. Illegal workers take over the streets, you know, like illegally, when you have a, you know, like weak Big Supremo. The weak Big Supremo explaining, we want to see good unions and good businesses getting on with their job. Good unions like the Shopping the Workers Union. Shopping the Workers because it knows caring employers are more important than lazy, avaricious workers who couldn't be lazy, avaricious, but for their caring employers. Good businesses getting on with their job of ripping off good workers and in turn ripping off everyone they can rip off because that is what makes them good businesses. Evil unions trying to claw back some of that ripping off by seeking wages and conditions. The real illegal ripping off, upsetting caring employers, good businesses by forcing them to rip off even more. Thoughtless, evil unions. And the Teals Party said the Greens were supporting corruption and misogyny and bullying by suggesting the law should address any illegality by individuals without blaming the entire union. But the Teals Party and Constable Duffer and Anthony know there are no laws against corruption and misogyny and bullying. Otherwise, PwC for pricks with confidentiality and the crook casino and the highly respected banks and the airline which used to be our airline, Ed Al, would have faced criminal charges. But of course, in those cases, they were just doing what good businesses do, making Anthony Albanese proud of them. Anthony telling caring employers they could charge the thousands of criminal, lazy, avaricious workers with taking unprotected action. That's the unprotected action, removing the right to strike imposed on evil unions by former caring business class, smash the evil unions minister Peter Root the workers, and Big Supremo little Johnny Howhard, that was then incorporated into work choices. Exactly. That you promised to repeal. Exactly. And to think those irresponsible protesters occupying the streets illegally accused the socialist of selling workers down the drain. A man just doing his job. The deputy Big Supremo just doing his job, Richard Moore's the bad guys, accused the Greens of thuggery for supporting the workers, to whom socialists like Anthony and Richard devote their lives, but not criminal, illegal, protesting workers, of course. Good workers in good unions. Now, hang on. This is the Minister for Being Offensive and Trained Killing, who supports Zion's slaughter and destruction, genocide, who spends trillions of our public funds on things that kill people, who kowtows servilely to the US of the UN of the US of the world trained killing machine and its merchants of death, accusing a speaker at a workers' rally of thuggery. What a pity that all of this could have been averted if but we had laws against corruption and misogyny and bullying. But obviously we haven't, else the socialists would have used the law rather than taking it into their own hands. Well, more correctly, Constable Duffer and McKay cost the workers and the Teals Party and the caring, couth, respectable construction, caring employers' hands. We've mentioned several times, indeed just last week, the insistence by the caring business class that economically ignorant workers have no place on industry super boards, no place in having a say over workers' money, especially given they continually outperform the retail funds who should, nay, must, get their hands on all that lovely, lovely workers' money. Well, it took no time for the administrator to get the worker reps off the CBUS board. In fairness, giving one director, Dave Noonan, a choice of whether or not to resign. But Noonan said he had done nothing wrong, didn't need to resign, giving the administrator no choice but to sack him. Wonder who'll replace them. Poor caring employers obviously have a problem with one section of their brains. For while they can issue customers, consumers, clients with pages of the most complicated contract conditions that leave the recipient's mind boggled, but which they comprehend to the nth degree, another part of their brain just can't comprehend the most simple award conditions. Or this week, new regulations about contacting workers after hours. It's all confusion, they complain, time-consuming. It will add to cost, more and more red tape. To make them feel better, we've got one solution. Don't contact workers out of hours. Once their workday is over, don't make contact until the new workday begins. Problem solved. And as for gig workers receiving crippling work practices like wages and conditions, well, legal chaos, caring employers declared. In a fortnight in which another two delivery drivers or riders, contractors, lost their lives on the job. But of course, as contractors, the companies they were not working for have no responsibility. If they did, that would be legal chaos. Oh, and same job, same pay has forced great corporations like the airline, which used to be our airline, and the big true blue Aussie, BHP, bloody huge profits, bloody huge polluter, to complain they'll have to sack or, sadly have to let go lots of workers they so care about and increase their prices and fares, which must break their patriotic hearts. Bloody huge reminded us it will cost it $3 billion to pay its in-house labour hire workers the same pay for the same work. That must be the $3 billion it hasn't been paying them for the same work. Given ripping off is the business of good business, surprising that in announcing record super-duper profits, the retail duopoly stressed the record profits had nothing to do with ripping off, leaving us to ponder what they did have something to do with. The Kills Value Supremo said, it's really important for a company like Kills Value to be making a profit. Obviously, because it's good for all of us. Pouring all that money into Kills Value and Woolworths trillions makes us all better off. Meanwhile, Anthony tottered off to join our Pacific family, yearning desperately for an end to the fossil economy destroying their lives, in many cases literally sinking them all together, but we gave them something better. Millions for, a police to keep a bit of law and order, and lots of Merchants of Death merchandise we recommend they store in a high place, well away from the encroaching coastline, because we'd hate to see all those millions go under. The UN of the US of the UN of the world, Supremo Antonio Guterres, asserted that the world must cease burning fossils immediately, which must have had in turn them shaking at the knees in the boardrooms of the great fossil behemoths, even if it displays a UN of ignorance of the importance of fossils in the transition from fossils. That we can't transition from fossils unless we approve lots and lots of fossils from which to transition. The fossils comforted in the knowledge that our fossils minister Chris Bowen, the Capitol, understands that. And the Pacific leaders, our Pacific family, who also called for an immediate end to fossils to prevent their rapid end, were solaced by True Blue Aussie promising to help them deal with their rapid end. A true family member. Except, oops! Along came that secret recording of Anthony's conversation with his US of master, indicating, surely not, there may be an ulterior motive in handing over that $400 million. Just a pity we couldn't help them with the fossils bit. And dare we give Albo a word of advice? It was all right for Scott McKenzie in his one-hit wonder to extol us to be sure to wear some flowers in your hair, but Albo, think twice next time. Back here, Anthony and the team decided asking people in the next census about their sexual preferences would be divisive, which proved true, as the refusal became extremely divisive. And Constable Duffer said an LGBTIQ question was, you know, like woke, which probably explained Anthony's divisive bit, like answering a question about your sexuality in an anonymous census is, like, divisive? Anyway, it now seems Anthony might have a rethink. Guaranteeing Constable Duffer will inform us, this shows what happens when we have a, weak, big supremo bent on a woke agenda. On such matters, see where Hong Kong is urging young people to take their minds off sex by playing badminton. Not sure they picked a smart sport, because we can now expect a host of bad shuttlecock jokes. And as Antonio Guterres had the fossil industry shaking in its boots over his call for an end to fossils, the Zion War Cabinet was also filled with dread as he called for it to cease its slaughter and destruction in the West Bank. Although, what do you know? Surprise, surprise. Zion has taken no notice of his plea. This destruction involves not only destroying water and electricity and anything that allows the people to survive, but they're also bulldozing the roads, destroying hidden explosives, they say. Now, one, why would West Bank non-land, non-people put explosives in their own roads? And two, why haven't the explosives blown up the bulldozers? Showing my ignorance of the intricacies of slaughter and destruction and genocide. Finally, a merchant of death, Austal, should that be Oskill, has been fined $36 million by the US OV for fraud, but hopes it can maintain its train killer contacts with the US OV and True Blue Aussie. Austal, obviously one of Anthony's good businesses, because it also paid a fine here in True Blue Aussie a couple of years ago for a bit of ripping off. But I raise this because this merchant of death killer company is owned 20% by that advocate of clean energy, as long as it's profitable, clean energy while polluting and good business, Twitty Forest and Mrs. Twitty. Now, isn't that interesting? Good morning.